Today is Thursday, January 25th, 2018. My name is Greg Browning, and this is the WJJK Morning Show podcast. Well, it was on this date 40 years ago that Hoosiers, they were dealing with a blizzard. It is still talked about today, and of course, on this anniversary, we talked about it on the morning show. Had some really good calls going down memory lane. But you talk about 2 feet of snow and then those huge snowdrifts. I was 3 years old at the time, was growing up in Kokomo, Indiana, and I can still remember seeing my dad out shoveling our driveway, went outside to play with my brother, and those snowdrifts, 5-10 feet tall, or at least it seemed like it anyway. Now, we had, as I said, a chance to listen as some of the listeners weighing in, talking about where were you in the blizzard of 78? Here were just a couple of the calls.
Well, I was five, almost 6 years old, which it's kind of funny now because I have a six-year-old. And he is my mini-me. He is about 4 foot tall. I have pictures that my parents have showed me. And with the snow, my brother and I are walking out of the house down the sidewalk, and the snow on both sides of us is over our head. And I just always remember walking down the sidewalk, almost like walking through a fort.
I lived in Shelbyville. We were right off of I-74. The snow was so big. There were so many vehicles trapped on I-74. The National Guard was just down the street from us, well, down the highway from us, about 2 miles, and they had come out in their transport vehicles and were rescuing people right there on the highway next to where we lived.
I lived in northern Indiana. We were snowed in for 10 days. We walked a mile in that snow to get milk from our neighbors they were snowed in for 2 weeks, and they were dumping milk for about 12 days. They had to throw milk out because they couldn't get the milk trucks in.
So I guess this has been a pretty mild winter compared to the blizzard of 78. If you remember the movie Field of Dreams, 1989, what a great flick with Kevin Costner. This is heartbreaking to a lot of fans, but earlier this week, the field itself in Iowa, it was damaged. Vandals supposedly drove a vehicle onto the field, causing deep gashes, not only tearing up the field itself, but damaging a sprinkler system, causing thousands of dollars in damage. You say, why? Why would somebody do this? Now, apparently they didn't have surveillance cameras up, so they're not sure who exactly did it. I hope authorities do find out who created this mess. And really, rained on this amazing field with such vandalism that people around the world have come to Iowa specifically to see where the film Field of Dreams was created. A GoFundMe page was set up. I want to say that about $8,000 has been raised, their goal of about $15,000 to make repairs. So I think they're going to hit that goal and get the Field of Dreams back to where it once was. And finally, we talked about a Genesis reunion show. This has been hinted at for years, but especially since Phil Collins came out of retirement just recently. Tony Banks, their keyboardist, he sat down recently with WFKP Radio and did a great interview. And he said, yeah, he's up for it. He's up for a reunion with Phil and Mike Rutherford. And it was kind of funny. He went on to say the only slight issue would be who would be the drummer. You remember, it's been Phil Collins, but because of his health issues, he has not been at the drums. It has been his son, which I understand is pretty sharp, so maybe they'll consider him. I hope, if for nothing else, one last hurrah for Genesis. When you think about the news this week of Neil Diamond battling Parkinson's disease, he said that he is retiring from the road. Elton John also saying he's going to do his farewell tour. He's getting up there into his 70s. Bob Seger, Eric Clapton, a couple of guys that have had their own health issues that they have admitted this is going to perhaps finally cause them to end their tours. So I hope that the guys of Genesis can give their fans one last hurrah. That is today's podcast. Thanks for checking it out. And please join us tomorrow. The Friday edition of The Morning Show starts at 5 o'clock on 104.5 WJJK.